Proclamation number 8914 of 18th of January, 1965. Risk of error. Again and again you are fed with the bread of heaven and watered with the water of life, and you never address this request to me in vain when I find you prepared and able to receive my word. Then the stream of blessing flows down upon you unceasingly, and it gives you refreshment at any time. This source of favor is made accessible to you, you who walk over earth in the lost time before the end, because much disaster still awaits you, where you need strengthening. And that I will supply it to you, that is certain, because I still want to keep the small flock together for me. I still want to seize the few, who desire me, and present to them the right food for their souls, so that they hold out until the end. That is why I also again and again emphasize that you must walk in truth, that truth alone leads to me and that you can only become happy through truth. When I therefore point out to man through you the error, which has crept in everywhere and the correction of which I let myself be concerned about, then you can also be completely assured that this is necessary for the salvation of all of you, because you do not know which means my opponent uses to lead you away from me. This battle between light and darkness has already lasted for eternities. Darkness covers the earth especially in the last days, and again he lets sparks of light flash to break through the darkness in order to show you the path which my adversary has already completely shrouded in darkness. And every error is a shadow that falls on the way. Every error has to be cleared away to have a clear view on the way up. That is why I'm so eager to make the danger of error clear to you, man, that you do not fall into it. The whole building of your faith is undermined, because as soon as it is built up on false doctrine it collapses as soon as this false doctrine is recognized as untenable. That is why I seek to guide truth everywhere, and I give reasons for everything, for no man should accept anything unchecked, but my reasons prove my love, wisdom and power. My reasons allow right thinking, and man knows that and when he has gone astray, and his good will detach itself from error and accept the soul truth, because every error is a danger for the soul. And who earnestly serves me, he also makes himself available as spreading of truth. And he never ever needs to fear to do something against my will, because I gladly make use of his services when it is necessary to openly fight against the lie, which is a visible sign of the work of my opponent. Amen.